Welcome to the teachings of Father Al Lauer.
Jesus is Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for healing your people. Thank you for setting the people free. Thank you for this moment. Thank you, Lord. This is Daily Bread. I'm Father Al Lauer. Glad you're with us today. We're beginning a series. This is the second part in the series on how to heal in Jesus' name. And this particular teaching is how Jesus healed. Jesus told us how he healed, and we are to join his healing ministry. Okay, we're going to start praying. Expect to be healed even as we pray, as we make the sign of the cross. Will you expect the healing right now? In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. If you received healing through that sign of the cross, I'd ask that you would tell somebody. Why don't you tell us? Write us a note. And thank God. We'll thank God with you. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
And now we take a moment and ask God's forgiveness. I want you to just really get into a serious repentance. I just want to pray in tongues for a little bit and ask the Lord to reveal to us our sins. And let's praise Him for this opportunity. Andala kundala ni ando andala ni ani viri kundo andala ni kundala ni ani viri kundala gandere de di ani viri kundo andala ni kundala ni ando ando andala ni ani viri kundo kundala ni ani viri kundala ni ando andala ni kundala ni ani viri kundala gandere de di ani viri kundo andala Go under the dear bitty 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 go under the gander the dee. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now take a moment of silence. Usually on television, if you keep silent, people are lose interest, but we're going to do it anyway. And ask God for an interpretation of this little time of praying in another language. Let's just be quiet and ask Him to speak to us. I think He'll be calling us to repentance. Jesus, I have decided to follow you. Lord, have mercy.
Lord,
have mercy. Jesus, though none go with me, still I will follow. Christ, have mercy.
Christ have mercy.
Jesus, with the cross before me and the world behind me, Lord, have mercy.
Lord,
have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us. Forgive us our sins and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.
Amen.
Let us pray right now. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus. Pour out your Holy Spirit. Pour out the gift of healing. Oh, brother, receive it. Sister, receive it. Repent. That's the only thing holding you back. Oh, you don't believe God will work through you. Lord, stir up those gifts. Stir up that confirmational grace. Lord, may the fear of the Lord be the beginning of wisdom and the beginning of healing. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, Lord. Not only that all might be healed, but that all might be saved. Satan, we bind you, we throw you out. You cannot hinder the people of God. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. For your kingdom, heal and save your people. Amen. Amen. So we're going to continue talking about the kingdom vision, and particularly the vision of the King of the kingdom and his healing ministry. The reading is from Matthew 9:35 and the following.
Mission of the 12. Jesus continued his tour of all the towns and villages. He taught in their synagogues. He proclaimed the good news of God's reign, and he cured every sickness and disease. At the sight of the crowds, his heart was moved with pity. They were lying prostrate from exhaustion, like sheep without a shepherd. He said to his disciples, "The harvest is good, but laborers are scarce. begged the harvest master to send out laborers to gather his harvest. Then he summoned the 12 disciples and gave them authority to expel unclean spirits and to cure sicknesses and disease of every kind. And this is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God. I hope you understood that. Look at Matthew 9 and 35. It says, he toured. He was on a tour. You know, Jesus is still touring. He's touring right where you're at. And he taught in their synagogues and in their churches. And he proclaimed the good news of the kingdom. We talked about that last time. And he cured, now listen to this. Isn't this exciting? Especially this word. He cured every sickness and disease. I like that word, every. He cured cancer, leukemia, emphysema, AIDS. He cured mental illness, schizophrenia. He cured infections, pneumonias. He cured everything you can think of. He cured diseases that we haven't even figured out exist yet. He cured every sickness and disease. Now talk about good news. Wow. And then, he summoned people like me and you. Those 12 disciples, those guys were bums. Those guys were so messed up. Those guys weren't even holy. Those guys were just totally disreputable. He summoned those guys. And you figure, I guess he's telling them to come over here and get healed because they sure need it. But no, he didn't summon them to get healed. He summoned them to do the healing. And he gave them, and I mean you and me and so many people in the body of Christ, authority to expel unclean spirits. And listen to this. And to cure sickness and disease of every kind. Oh, thank you, Lord. Did you hear that? Now, I want to tell you some very, 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 very good news. And that is from the book of Hebrews and chapter 13. I'm going to read it word for word. I could quote it, but I just want to give you a time to get excited. Hebrews in chapter 13. Listen to this. Listen to this. This is so wonderful. Verse 8. I want you to say it with me. Jesus Christ is the same. Say that. Jesus Christ is the same. Yesterday, we just heard about yesterday. Today, that's right now, and forever, including tomorrow and next week and all the way. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. What did he do yesterday? Well, we just read about it. He healed people of every sickness and disease, and he got a bunch of those guys who looked like they needed more healing than they could give healing, and he gave them authority to expel unclean spirits and to heal. He did that yesterday, and here in Hebrews 13, in verse 8, it says, he's doing the same thing today. Thank you, Lord. He's doing the same thing tomorrow. He's doing the same thing forever. You know what he's doing today? Same thing as he did yesterday. He's healing people, and he's telling people like me and you. He's telling people that are at the bottom of the barrel. He's telling people that nobody cares about. He's telling people that don't even believe in themselves. He's telling people that have been hurt, that they can heal. Now, how about that? He's doing the same thing. Now, there's only one healing ministry on the face of this earth, and that's Jesus' healing ministry. You don't have to start a healing ministry. There's only one healing ministry that'll ever start, and it's already been started. So it's a matter of joining the one and only healing ministry, which, as we said last time we talked, is a salvation ministry, is a kingdom ministry. Now, we want you to join that healing ministry. Now you might say, okay, I come up to Jesus, I get healed. Then when I'm walking away, he says, come on back here, boy. Come on back here, brother. Come on back here, sister. Come on back here. And say, I guess I have to go back and get healed some more. And then he says, no, I didn't call you back to get healed. I called you back to give you the power to heal. So before you can go out with the power to heal in my name. So he's doing that same thing right now. So you say, okay, I get healed. And then I get the power to heal, but I don't know how to do it. You know, like you can give somebody a gun, they got the power to shoot it, but if they don't know how to pull the trigger, they got the power, but they don't know the how. You see? Now, a lot of people, when they get healed, they walk away and think it's over. Well, a lot of people, they have to come back and get some power to heal. But then when they get the power to heal, they don't believe they got the power to heal. And then even when they believe they got the power to heal, they don't know how to do it. Now, I told you there's only one healing ministry. So how you heal is not like Father DiOrio, is not like Jimmy Swaggart, is not like James Robeson, is not like that one there or that one there. How you heal is not like some man or woman or minister or preacher or pope or priest or anybody, as good as these people are. It's not how they do it, because the only reason they're doing it right is because they're copying somebody else, that somebody else is the only one that's got a healing ministry on the face of this earth, Jesus Christ. You see, so don't copy the copy. Copy the original. You see what I mean? You learn to heal by imitation, not imitation of some minister, not imitation of me, not imitation of some healer. You heal by imitating the one who's in charge of it, the whole thing. Jesus said, I've come not for the self-righteous, but I've come for those who need a doctor. You copy the doctor. You see what I mean? Not the interns. So we learn healing ministry. We learn to use our power and our authority. We learn it by imitation, by example. Not by imitating people, but by imitating the doctor, Jesus. All right? Dr. J, Dr. Jesus. Now this is how Jesus did it. Look at Matthew 9. Well, even before that, look at Matthew 8. Jesus heals this leper. And then this centurion's servant is in bed, paralyzed, suffering painfully. Jesus heals him. Jesus goes over to Peter's house and heals his mother-in-law. Some people say that's why Peter denied Christ 3 times, because Christ healed his mother-in-law. But you can take that the way you like it. Anyway, then Jesus healed a bunch of other people in Matthew 8 and 16. And then in Matthew 9, the paralytic, he healed that man and forgave his sins. Then later on in Matthew 9, 18, he seemed to raise up this dead girl, or she was unconscious in a coma, we don't know, but it seems that she was dead. And then there was this woman with a hemorrhage. Jesus healed him, and there were 2 blind men. Jesus healed them. There was a possessed mute. Jesus healed him. So, you know, through 2 chapters, Jesus takes them on tour, and Jesus heals all kinds of people, all kinds of diseases, all kinds of situations, big crowds, little individuals, mother-in-laws. He does healing along with deliverance. He does healing along with forgiveness. He heals blind people, mute people, dead people, people bleeding, people who got a fever, people who can't walk, people who are paralyzed, people with the curse of leprosy. You know, and after he goes through all that, he says, well, you guys have seen me. Now you just copy me. I give you the authority. And when you run up to a blind man, think what I did when I ran up to a blind man. I touched his eyes, and he had faith, and he got healed, so you touched their eyes. And when I ran into a man with leprosy, I went out and I touched him. Nobody would ever do that, but I did it. So when you run into a man with leprosy, you touch him, and you say, be healed in Jesus' name. And when you find somebody who's got a fever, you know, you just give them a little handshake and pull them out of bed, just like I did. Basically, he says, copy me. Imitate me. You've heard the book, The Imitation of Christ? Well, that's what we're talking about. The imitation of Christ. Do you see? He just took these apostles on a tour. And the tour you need to go through is the tour of the Bible. And you just say, oh, Jesus, you put your fingers in the man's ear. I guess I'll do that. Now, of course, Jesus does these things in a variety of ways. So you have to know all these things in detail so that you, through the power of the Holy Spirit, you'll know how to copy Jesus. So if Jesus has done 10 different things, you say, I know I have to copy Jesus. I just don't know how I'm going to copy Jesus. But I'm going to ask the Spirit to show me. You see how it works? That's how you do healing. Now, I'm not saying you can never do anything unless Jesus did it. But primarily your healing ministry, so your authority is from Him. And the way you do it should be from Him. A lot of people mess up healing ministry. I just wish you would forget everything you ever heard about healing. I wish you'd forget every healing service you've ever seen. I wish you'd forget everything that you've ever seen on TV about healing and every book you ever read about healing. I wish the only thing you knew about healing was what Jesus showed you. The only thing that you knew about healing is what you saw Jesus do in this Word. If that's the only thing you knew about healing, you would be all right. Okay? Do you understand what we're talking about? There's only one healing ministry. He is not only empowering you, He's taking you through the Bible to show you how to do it. How do you heal? You copy people. You imitate them. Who's the people? The only one people, Jesus Christ. Now, we're going to have Jack. He's been in healing ministry for some time. I'm going to ask him to share about this, about how do you heal? I say the only way you can heal is copying Jesus after He's given you the authority. He might give you the tour before He gives you the authority, but you won't be able to copy Him until you get the authority. You need the healing, you need the authority, and you need the tour. When you put those three together, all you got to do is apply the healing you've received, the power you've received by the imitation of Christ, and that's how you heal in Jesus' name. So, Jack, would you share about how the Lord has brought these things into focus in your particular healing ministry?
I wanted to share with you today that as we get into the Word, which is the first step in following Jesus' healing ministry, is to get into the Word and find out how He healed, how He did it. And then as you're going through that Word, what you'll see is in John chapter 14, verse 12, the Word of God tells us, I solemnly assure you, this is Jesus talking to us, I solemnly assure you, that's you, the man who has faith in me will do the works I do, and greater far than these. Why? Because I go to the Father, and whatever you ask in my name, I will do so as to glorify the Father in the Son. Anything you ask me in my name, I will do. So you see, as you go through the Word even tells you, because as you're going through the Word and you see the great things that Jesus did, right away Satan comes and gives you doubt. He says, you couldn't begin to do what Jesus did. And so as you're going through the Word, then the Word tells you, yes, you can. You can do the things Jesus did and even greater things, because you're not doing it of yourself. You're doing it in the name of Jesus, and you're doing it in the authority of His ministry. And so, number one, get into the Word. Number two, I would say, remain or get into, if you're not, in the body of Christ. Get with a body of believers who believe in the power of Jesus to heal, and let them know what's going on in your life, in your healing ministry, and in what's going on. Let them know who you're praying for and what's happening and what you're doing. And from the discernment of the group, sometimes you can get a few hints as to, are you into Jesus' healing ministry or are you into your own? And let the discernment of the body kind of give you guidance. And let them not allow you to go too fast or too slow or in the wrong direction. Because sometimes we get off on a tangent and we start thinking, well, it's us that's doing it. And we go over here and we go over there, not led by the Spirit. And we pretty soon get hung up into it and we can't see the forest for the trees. We can't see what we're doing, that it's not in accordance with the will of God, but others can. And so depend on the body of Christ. And as I said in last week's program, begin to pray. Begin to pray for yourself. Begin to fast so that you are being led by the Spirit. But begin to pray for others. begin to go forth and not just tell someone you're sorry that they're having a problem, but begin to lay hands on them, anoint them, and pray for them, no matter what the problem is, no matter how impossible it is. Begin to pray and continue to pray and continue to go on, even though sometimes you don't hear that many people are being healed. Continue to pray. But do it. Do it. We don't want to make a spectacle of ourselves. We don't want to go out into a place where we're just going to really cause a lot of scandal. If you have someone who has a problem, maybe you'll call them off to the side a little bit, to the side of a room, if you're in a room where there's a lot of people. Or maybe you'll try to meet with them privately. Or maybe you'll meet with them with someone else. You might find a prayer partner that the Lord is calling you to kind of go forth with, as maybe it's your husband or your wife. And that's always a real good situation. My wife and I go forth praying for one another, and our gifts complement one another. She has many gifts that I don't have, and words of knowledge and words of prophecy, and the Lord can use this, especially in a husband-wife situation. I would definitely say a married man should not minister with another woman. Things like this, the discernment of the body will tell you, just would not work out, would not be good. So pray about who your partner might be. And then go forth, led by the Spirit, and begin to pray for people. And begin to anoint them. Begin to, as you saw how Jesus did it, begin to do it the way he did it. And allow him to lead you. So be very careful, but yet step out in boldness and do it. As Jesus said in his word, he told the apostles just before he ascended into heaven, he said, go forth. And so he's telling us to go. He's telling you to go. He's telling me to go. We can't just sit around and say, well, when he pushes me, I'll go. It's not quite that easy. We have to go. We have to step out in boldness and ask the Lord for the gifts of the Spirit. Ask him to guide us. Ask him to give us the opportunity to use those gifts. So go forth and then look for those signs that Jesus is talking about. Allow the signs and wonders to kind of lead you and guide you. You'll see those signs and wonders. You'll see peace come upon other people and yourself. You'll see joy. You'll see all the fruits of the Spirit taking place in people who were just prior to that very disturbed, very down and out, some very depressed. You'll see just healings take place. You'll see conversions. You'll see people change their way of living, change their life, turn to Jesus. And then you know that by the fruits, you'll know that you're on the right track. So look for the fruits of what you're doing. And if the fruits are leading you into a ministry of yourself or into a ministry where pride is stepping in, then that's not of Jesus. That's not of the Lord. And you're going down a wrong path. Again, the discernment of the body will help you if you'll open yourself up to the body of Christ and allow them. So just go forth and begin to pray for people and actually lay hands on them and touch them and pray with them and pray in Jesus' name, and you'll see many mighty miracles.
Amen. Before we close, we'd like to put this into effect, not just talk about healing, but actually have some healing. And I think we just like to start off just praying for people who maybe have colds, fever, allergies, people just with headaches, pain, stuff like that. I'm going to ask Jack to start just ministering to these people, you know. And of course, you might say, well, how do I do it? Well, how did Jesus do it? How did Jesus do it? Well, like with the fever, Simon Peter's mother-in-law just put her hand, he put his hand out and he just took her by the hand. He didn't even say anything. You know, so that's just an example. How do you do this? The way Jesus did it. That's the basis of our healing ministry. So we're going to start ministering along these lines, and then as the Lord leads us in these last few moments of the program.
If you have a symptom, fever or a cold, congested chest, if you have any kind of a headache problem, I'm going to speak to that. That is there in your body, and it's not supposed to be there. It's not in accordance with the will of the Lord. And so I'm going to speak to that in Jesus' name, and I'm going to rebuke it. I rebuke that fever.
Jesus.
I rebuke that
in
cold.
Jesus' name.
I rebuke any congestion. I rebuke
Hallelujah.
The headaches in the name of Jesus.
In Jesus'
I curse
name.
Them and cast them out
In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, be healed. Now, some of you will feel heat. You'll feel heat in the part of the body that needs healing. So receive that, because that's the healing power of Jesus. It's nothing that I'm doing. It's what Jesus is doing. He's touching you right now. So receive that healing in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, be healed. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Let's pray for cancer, Jack. I know that there's so many people who have cancer, who are praying for cancer. And I just hate to see this program end without seeing some great healings and the removal of these cancer cells.
Believe it or not, I was just going to pray for cancer. And so I believe the Lord has put it on both our hearts. So if you have cancer, and if you're praying with someone who has cancer, receive this prayer right now, because nothing is impossible with God.
Yes.
Nothing is impossible. So I speak to that cancer. I speak to every symptom of it.
Lord.
I speak to the pain. I speak to any infection. I speak to all forms of cancer that are bothering any of you right now, whether it's you or someone you're praying for. I speak to it in the name of Jesus, and I cast it out. I command it to go. I command it never to return again. I command every symptom to go. Now, sometimes the symptoms will try to come back, but I rebuke those symptoms and command them not to come back in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, all the days of your life, I just command those symptoms to stay away. So receive that prayer. Cancer, you are bound. You, son of God, daughter of God, are set free right now.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Yes, Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
Lord, just put your hand right in the area where the cancer is and just burn away those cancer cells. Thank you, Lord.
We praise you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
We praise you for your healing power.
Thank you.
And we thank you. We give you, Lord Jesus, all the honor and glory as we pray in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Remember, the basis of any healing ministry is just doing exactly what Jesus did by the power of Jesus in the way that Jesus did it. Next week, we're going to go through the Gospel of Mark, and go through all the healings, and just get into detail. What did Jesus do? In preparation for this teaching, will you look through the Gospel of Mark and ask the Lord to speak to you? Remember, right now, Jesus is healing you. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Those who call on His name will not be put to shame.
You have been listening to Father Al Lauer. Visit our website, presentationministries.com.